Number 7. Days of Judgment, Cat 1, by Laura Ford. This stalking cat figure is by Laura Ford, an artist whose work explores aspects of human experience and emotion. The vehicle she uses for this are sculptures featuring children or animals, never sentimental or cute, but expressing qualities such as vulnerability, suffering, fear or anguish, and occasionally humour. She employs a variety of materials and methods, including ceramics, fabrics and cast metal. Our cat, for example, was initially constructed from plaster and fabric on a steel framework, and later cast in bronze. It's one of a group of 7 bronze sculptures entitled Days of Judgment, in which the anthropomorphized figures are pacing around, seemingly engrossed in deep thought. Ford's inspiration for these was found in a fresco in the Church of Santa Maria del Carmine in Florence, painted in 1427 by Masaccio. This shows Adam and Eve being expelled from the Garden of Eden, racked with guilt and remorse, their facial expressions and body language showing a degree of realistic emotion that was rare in early Renaissance art. The piece is unusual among the mainly abstract sculptures in the Warwick Sculpture Park in that it's figurative and expressive. While the abstract works may represent or evoke ideas and concepts, direct reference to human emotions or human frailties is rare. Another feature which most of the other works don't share is that it cleverly implies movement, albeit movement in a frozen moment. It's a sculpture that looks as if it's going somewhere. It's also an example of a desire by some contemporary artists to locate their work within an art historical context. A 21st century artist, making reference to a 15th century forerunner, is engaging in a cultural discourse in which we, the viewers, can participate. We can see, for example, that modern works of art can be part of a long and ongoing history. Laura Ford doesn't fit easily into any of the numerous styles, groups, or movements in contemporary art. Hers is a novel and individual imagination. Her themes are the themes of all our lives, and her accessible creations invite us to react and respond, either vicariously or according to our own personal experience.